The following is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majha Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 318 through 329, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 22, 1966, in New York.
सुजामि तन्निजक्तुहं हरो हरति तद्वशः दुष्यं पुरुषरूपेण परिपाति तिसक्तिभि. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam in which Brahma, the creator of this particular universe, he says that I am engaged, I am appointed by the Supreme Lord. So the Creator and the Annihilator, Shiva, they are appointed agents of the Supreme Lord. They are not Supreme. Sujami tannijuktuham haro harati tadvasa. Tadvasa means we are under the control of the Supreme Lord. Nobody is free or independent. Only Krishna. Matta parataraṁ nanna tasti kinchi dhananda. We have this statement in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 9th chapter. Nobody is greater than him. And another version is that natasya sama adhikasya dushyati. Nobody is equal or greater than him. There are so many statements in the basic literature. So here is also another statement from Srimad Bhagavatam. This was spoken by Brahma to his disciple Narada. Narada questioned him that so far we know that you are the Supreme, but you also sometimes meditate and worship somebody. So, in that connection, Brahma explained that we are not Supreme. We are all appointed agents. The Supreme is the Supreme Personality of God. Vishyam purusa rupena paripati trishakti drip. Vishyam, this cosmic manifestation is being maintained by his threefold energy. Trishakti drip. Trishakti means three kinds of energy. When it is materially conceived, the three kinds of energies are the modes of goodness, the modes of passion, and the modes of ignorance. And when they are spiritually conceived, the same three kinds of energy are manifested as spiritual potency, material potency, and marginal potency. So anyway, the Lord is always full with different kinds of energy, of which the three are main divisions. Mannanta batare vishuna sanatan, asankha banantar sunahakara. Now, Lord Chaitanya has explained about out of six kinds of incarnations. He has explained to you the incarnation of Purusha avatar, three, then Lila avatar, then Guna avatar, three kinds of incarnations are already explained. Now, remember three kinds of incarnations, Mannanta avatar, Yuga avatar, and Saptavesha avatar. He is going out of that three, first the Mannanta avatar, Manu. The Lord Chaitanya says that I shall now explain to you about the Mannanta avatar. And he says, Mannanta avatare vishuno sanatan, my dear Sanatan, just now I shall explain to you about the Mannanta avatari. Here it Asankha Ganantar Sunahaka and this Manvantara Avatar, that so far other incarnations are concerned, we have somehow counted three or say ten like that. But here, when you speak of Manvantara Avatar, they are countless. Asankha means countless. Man, nobody can count how many Manvantara Avatars are there. How it is so, he is explaining. Brahmar ek dine hai chaudha manvantara. In one day of Brahma, the one day of Brahma that you have calculated according to Bhagavad Gita, sahasra yuga paryantam arahat jag brahmano vidu. Brahmano, a Brahma, arahat, arahat means one day, 12 hours. What is that 12 hours according to our calculation? Sahasra yuga paryantam, 1,000 yugas. And what is the duration of yuga? 4,300,000 of years, one yuga. Such 1,000. That makes Brahman one day, 12 hours. Similarly, night, 12 hours. Similarly, 1 month, and because he has got 100 years duration of life. Now, these are one day, 12 hours. Within these 12 hours, there are 14 manus. 12 hours samprama means 4,350,380. What is that? 4,380s? What is the calculation according to your arithmetic? 4,380s.
No, 4,380s.
Four billion, 300 million. That's all. Within that 4,300,000,000, divide into 14. That is the duration of one manu. 4,300,000,000 divide into 14. That will make that one part is the duration of a manu. Anyway, 14 manus are taking place in one day of Brahma. Brahma agdine hai chodda mannanta, ehi chodda avatar taha karena isha. They are also incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Chodda agdine mashe chari sato bish. Then if when you one day of Brahma, there are 14 manus, then in 1 month of Brahma, it comes to Charisha 420. 30 days a month. So, 420 manus in 1 month of Brahma. Brahmar vasare pancha sahasra chalish. Similarly, in 1 year of Brahma, there is 5,040 manus in 1 year. And he lives for 100 years. So 5,040 manus in 1 month, 1 year. Now 100. So 5,040 plus 20. So it comes to pancha lakha chari sahasra mannantar avatar. Pancha lakha means 50 million. Not 50 million. 10 million se lokha. That means 5 million. 5 million and 4,000 of manus are there in one Brahma's life. 5,000 and 5 million and 400,000 of Manvantara avatar incarnation of manu in one Brahmanda. And Lord Chaitanya, Ananta Brahmanda is a call, and there are innumerable Brahmandas, universes. Now you can calculate how many manus are there. Therefore you cannot calculate. He says, innumerable. Ananta Brahmanda is a Karahaganan, Mahavishnu acts as a Brahmaharjivan. And all these Manus and Brahmas, they are living only on the breathing period of Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu Nishasa is Nahikapajanta, and just imagine what is that breathing. And Ak Munanta Avatare Dakolikananda. So, in one breathing of Mahavishnu, you cannot calculate how many Manus are there. This is called, what is called, unlimited. We say unlimited, but we should have some knowledge how it is unlimited. There is no question of counting the energies displayed by the Supreme Lord in so many ways. Because we cannot explain something, we dismiss the whole thing. There is why, nothing. Why? Because my mind, my intelligence cannot go so far. We say, perhaps, it may be, it was like this. So this is all mental speculation. Now ask, how we can say, now the opposite party may say, how you can say, now we have got evidence from the basic literature. But the other party, they have no evidence. They are simply speculation. We can give some evidence. The Vedas are accepted by acharyas and they are following and they are getting the result. So therefore, Suti Pramana. Suti Pramana, there are three kinds of evidences. Out of that, Suti Pramana, evidence from higher authorities, that is the first class evidence. What are those evidence? Pratyaksha, itujja and suti. Pratyaksha means direct perception. Direct perception, that is evidence. People with poor fund of knowledge, they want direct perception of everything. But that is not possible. Direct perception of everything is not possible. Therefore, itujja. Aitijja means historical, historical, parampara, hearing, traditional. The next first class evidence is suti. Suti means to hear from the authority. That is suti. Just like the example we have simultaneously cited here, that the evidence, who is my father, that evidence is to hear from my mother. That's all. There is no other evidence. The mother says that this is your father, he is your father. This is Suti, hearing from the mother authority. And we have no other authority to understand father. Similarly, we have to understand our Supreme Father from the Suti mother, Vedic mother. Mother, Vedic mother. We have to accept Vedas as mother. Suti. The Vedas are considered as mother and the Puranas are considered as sister. That is explained. So Suti Pramana. Suti Pramana. Mahavishnu Nishase Nahi Kapajanta Akmanantar Avatare Dako Lekanati Anta. Simply one manantar in one universe, we cannot count how many manantars are there and what to speak of. There are uncountable universes and there are so many manantars. Now, he is giving the names of Manus. Just the sun, the present sun god is named is Vimashyam. Similarly, in every planet there are heads. Sun god, moon god, heavenly god, Indra, Chandra, Varun, Vayu. There are so many. 33. Koti. Koti means 10 million. 33. Demigods are there, and each of them has got a separate planet, and their names are similarly. Yeah. So here Lord Chaitanya is giving some of the names of the Manu. You cannot count how many Manus are there. As for one day, the 14 Manus are named, that is given here. Sayamhve Jagga Sarutise Vibhu. A different period of Manus are differently named. So, the 14 names are Jagga, Vibhu, Sattasen, Hari, Paur, then Vaikuntha, Ajita, Vamana, Sarvabhauma, Rishabha, Vishakshen, Dharmasavarna, Sudhama, Indrasavarna, Vyadbhanu, in this 14. Jugavatar evi suna sanatan satta trita dapar kali jugir gana. Now Jugavatar. We have finished Mandan Tavatar. This is fourth. Purushavatar, Lilavatar, Gunavatar, and Mandan Tavatar. Four. Purusha incarnation, and then quality, modes of nature, three modes, the Gunavatar, then Lilavatar, then Mandantavatar, we have finished. Now, Lord Chaitanya is explaining about the Jugavatar, incarnation in every millennium, Juga. What is that? Jugavatar eva suna sanatan, sattatrita dapar kali jugirgana. Now, there are four Jugas. Each Juga is divided into four. Satta, Treta, Dapar, Kali. This is the Kali. This age we are passing. Similar, these four Jugas, such thousand four Jugas when pass away, then 12 hours of Brahma is finished. And such thousand four Jugas passes away. So, Satta, Treta, Dapar, Kali, Jugir. Each Juga is divided into four. Satta Yuga is about 18 lakhs. 18 lakhs means 1,800,000. That is Satta Yuga. 1,800,000. And the next Juga, Treta, is 1,200,000 of years. And the next Juga, Dapar, 800,000 of years. And this Kali Juga is 400,000 of years. 427,000 of years. 32,000 of years. Out of that, 5,000 of years we have already passed. Now, there is balance 427,000 of years there is balance of this Kali Yuga. And the symptoms of Kali Yuga we are already seeing how it is. Now the more we impart this Kali Yuga, the symptoms will be more acute, intolerable. So we should take care of this so that we may not come back again to this Kali Yuga. This life should be utilized. Now we are conscious, Krishna conscious. It should be so utilized that no more coming back to United States of America. And no more coming back on this condemned earthly planet. That should be the aim. Yadgatya na nivartante tad dhama paramamma. We have to be determined to go back to Godhead, to Krishna. We are going. Nobody will come to this condemned place. One should know that this is a condemned place. Unless one is fully convinced that this is a place condemned, one cannot make progress. If he is satisfied with his condemned condition, just like the body street men, they are lying on the footpath, they are satisfied. condemn condition, but they are satisfied. We should not be satisfied in that way. That is very wretched condition. So we are all in wretched condition, under the grief of material nature, all are suffering threefold misery. So we should be conscious. Unless we are conscious about this fact, then our human life is spoiled. They say that you spiritualists, you are very pessimistic. Yes, we should be pessimistic. There is no question of being optimistic. Where is the optimistic view? So unless one becomes very much pessimistic of this material world, actually they are. But they want to forget. Somebody is trying to forget it by liquor. Somebody is trying to forget it by LSD, and somebody is marijuana or ganja. But that forgetfulness will not save you. You have to actually forget it, that this is a condemned place. And you cannot forget this unless you have got ideal place before you. Therefore, the Suti Praman, the Vedic knowledge will give you, here is your ideal place, Krishna. Come back to Krishna. Try for it. Try your best for this. That is the life. That is human life. And unless one is not conscious to this platform, he is defeated. Parābhavastāvada-bodha-jāt. You are born ignorant. And if you are educated more into the platform of ignorance, then our life is all defeat. Parābhava. Parābhavastāvada-bodha-jāt. Jāvanna-jignyāsatayāpatatyam. So long one is not awakened to spiritual consciousness, what I am, why I am suffering, is there any remedy, how I can save me, these questions of the life, this is called Brahma Vidyāsa. The Vedanta Sutra explains this Brahma Vidyāsa. Athāta Brahma Vidyāsa, athāta now. Now it is the time for you to inquire about your Brahma realization, after the Brahma life. That Brahma life begins when we understand that I am not this material body, I am spirit soul. That is Brahma Gyan. And one who has got this knowledge, he is Brahman, he is Brahmin. One who has actually attained this knowledge that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, that is Brahma Gyan. Now, simply to have Brahma Gyan is not sufficient. When you act like Brahma, that is called Vaishnava. That is Vaishnava. That is Krishna consciousness. To understand yourself that you are not this body, you are Brahma, and when you act factually in that Brahma state, that is called bhakti. Bhakti. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Māncabhyāvicārina bhakti-yogīna jāsīvate sabunān samatītai pāna brahma-bhūrāya kalpati. So as soon as you begin your activities in Krishna consciousness, you at once come to the stage of Brahma. And the more you execute functions for satisfaction of Krishna, the more you realize yourself and more you are well situated in spiritual life. And I was discussing. Kaunteya pratijani hi name bhaktasthanasati. The Lord declares through Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, declare it to all the world that anyone who is my devotee will never be destroyed. So we should take up this Krishna consciousness very seriously and try to execute it thoroughly under the guidance of the Suti Praman, the Vedic literature. Everything is there. Thank you very much.